107.5 is for Tamil translation. So our seventh lesson was the title
Attaining Pure Love.
Attaining Pure Love for Krishna. We do not know whether we attained or not. We may claim ourselves that I have attained it. We do not know whether we attained love for Krishna or not, but we can claim ourselves I attained. But the point is, if Krishna is dear to us, Krishna dear to us is not that much important, then we become dear to Krishna. Is it? We should become dear to Krishna. That is the best one. Is it? We may claim that we been to Tirupati and saw Balaji. That is good. But the best one is Balaji must see me. Isn't it? So this lesson is even important than the earlier one. We need to become dear to Krishna. Isn't it? So again we come to Bharatam. Actually Bharatam, Mahabharatam, is not meant for, can anyone fill up? Bharatam is not really meant for
Arjuna. Time pass.
It is not really meant for devotees. It is not meant for devotees. It is meant for low-level people like Sudra and ladies. But even devotees can relish Mahabharata. They can relish because the inner meaning we cannot understand. That they can relish, the devotees. Can anyone tell about this one? Meeting is not important. The person has to see us. Can any episode in Mahabharatam? Arjuna and Duryodhana, they want to meet Krishna. Duryodhana, very nice that he reached first. And he saw Krishna. But there is something, his behavior. Later on, Arjuna came. He also saw Krishna. And his behavior is different. Isn't it? What's the different?
Head side.
Why? What is the reason? Why Duryodhana did not? What is the ego? Why what is the ego? I don't understand it. Sitting at the feet of Krishna is less.
He feels
head is better than leg. Head means head weight. Those who are having false ego, they have the head weight. And Arjuna is very, very humble. So he sat at the feet of Krishna. As though he went first, and Krishna did not look at him. Isn't it? Reaching there first is not that much important than getting something from that place as a person. You understand? So how many ways this single episode gives us so many morals.
He got the darshan first, Arjuna, instead of coming late.
He does not have ego at all. Arjuna does not have humble at all. He tried his best to reach Krishna, but there are so many impediments created for Arjuna not to reach even Krishna. That's the reason he was late. We cannot say that Arjuna was not prompt. He was, but the made the impediments on the way. So it's very, very important that we are doing some devotional service for our own pleasure. That's not good. We have to do, whether we call it devotional service or not. If that is pleasing Krishna, automatically that becomes
devotional service.
And we think that we are doing some devotional service and Krishna is not pleased, then that is not devotional service. Isn't it? So we have to understand that point. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj told that don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. So this is the lesson. Now we have taken number 8 as becoming dear to Krishna. It is not that we can claim I am very nice devotee, self-realized devotee. But we should become dear to Krishna. We should become confidential servant of Krishna. Isn't it? Everyone wants to become like that one or not? Where is the response?
Yes.
We all should become dear to Krishna. It is not that when I am doing something to please Krishna, that's not true. May not be true also. Krishna may not be pleased. We may think that Krishna is pleased. That's not the truth. If we become dear to Krishna, then Krishna is pleased. So last class we have seen the path to an ascent. Qualities within devotee. Can anyone just tell what are the qualities we have seen?
Qualities. Not become envious of anyone.
Not become envious. Correct.
Friendly to everyone.
Friendly to everyone. We should not become envious. Please understand. Somebody gets something. We cannot become envious. Why? Because he become that one. He got that one. Because Krishna has given him that one. Krishna has not given me. Because I don't deserve. I did not please Krishna. That's why Krishna did not give me. But he pleased Krishna. That's why Krishna has given him. So where's the point of becoming envious of that person? So actually you are becoming envious to
Krishna.
Krishna. Isn't it? The next point?
No proprietorship.
No?
Proprietorship.
Proprietorship. But we had to, for that one, had to give up
false
ego. No proprietors. This is mine, this is yours. Isn't it? We cannot claim anything as ours. Everything belongs to ye yathamam prapachyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. You have to check up yourself. 24 hours. In 24 hours, how much you are doing for yourself, how much you are doing for Krishna. Isn't it? So one more thing there. How much you are disturbing for the people, those who are doing Krishna consciousness activities. That is also there. Isn't it? That also. So this way we have to see this one. How much we are curbing our own false ego. How much we are giving up our own false ego. If you give up your false ego, then you don't claim for proprietorship. No? So next, what we have seen? Pure and expert. We are not fools, huh? Krishna conscious persons are not fools. They are very, very special. Why? They get the mercy of Krishna. They possess the mercy of Krishna. It's not that much easy to possess mercy of Krishna. Huh? Isn't it? That's why they are very expert. Even to make imperfect perfect. Huh? So for that one, what we need? We need to be? We need to be pure. Pure and expert. The title itself is subject. Title is pure and expert. The pure and the expert persons never do something. What is the thing? Ordinary activities. You got the point now? The very first lesson you understood thoroughly now? If you do some ordinary activity, then you are not expert and pure. Understand this point, huh? Giving some charity. ₹5. Even that one may think that one is so nice. Instead, if you can give some prasadam, that's the best. So the devotees, the pure devotees never do ordinary activities. Today we are going to see the next part, part two. That is, qualities according to circumstance. Even each fraction of second, we have different. We have different circumstances. Isn't it? But an expert, how he behave in the circumstance. Any circumstance, he should not rejoice or he should not
lament.
Lament also. He is equal. Static. Is not disturbed. If the person is not disturbed, what we can infer? Can anyone tell? If a person is not disturbed for any circumstance, what we can infer?
It's about 3 months.
Fixed what? For what? The main point I want. You are also not so okay, but there's no specific answer. Hidden hand of Krishna is 90%. Better than 100%? A better answer? If he is not disturbed in any circumstance, what we can 100% infer?
Pure devotee.
He is accepting anything that Krishna sanctions. He accepting anything that Krishna sanctions. Is least bothered whatever be the thing Krishna sanctions. You got the point now? At same time, if he doesn't have something and he never desires. He doesn't have something, he never desires anything. So by that one, he is pleased with what Krishna has given him. Isn't it? You got the point? If we demand something more, we are not happy with Krishna's activity. Isn't it? We want something means we are not happy with what Krishna has given us. We never understood all these points, isn't it? But still we demand something. isn't it? A pure devotee will never demand anything. That shows how much he is pure, isn't it? So he is standstill, like he is not at all disturbed by any external force, isn't it? So by that one he becomes
pure.
Tadoriva sahishnunam.
Tolerant.
He becomes tolerant for any circumstance. Isn't it? Now many people, particularly in this Tamil Nadu, we have so many problems. So many things are not going. But what the Krishna's consciousness is telling is not at all disturbed. But how many people not disturbed here? So many people speaking so many things. Is anyone not affected by those words? Just justify yourself. Isn't it?
But should we not get affected? Like Bhairamuthu has spoken against.
So we don't want to mention any names. Okay? So even in this one, in circumstance, it is said that one, if someone is dominating someone, minimizing someone, abusing someone, someone means devotee or Krishna, okay, not ordinary person. Someone is minimizing a devotee. In the circumstance, we can do, we can behave how many ways?
Three ways.
We have to behave three ways. Number one is?
Cut his tongue.
You have to win him.
Debate with him under?
Win.
Under?
Defeat him.
Convince him. The very first one. If that's not possible,
suicide.
You?
Suicide.
Commit suicide. How many people committed suicide? These are scriptural injections, sir. That one is?
No, go away.
You forget all those, go away from that spot. How many people did like this one?
That is the best.
Is it? We are not at all following.
Scripture.
We are not at all following?
Scriptures.
Scriptures. Isn't it? We are not accepting anything that's spoken or done is sanctioned by Krishna. Without the prior sanction, nothing can take place. Isn't it? We have to understand that point. We have to be tolerant. And then even these are so many points also there I noted on. Satisfied. How you can become satisfied in this event? Someone is telling you, someone is scolding you. How you become satisfied with the scoldings?
He's only scolding my body, not my soul.
No, let others try.
I have previous karma.
Anyone else? Even better answer for you. Both of because sanction, Krishna sanctioned him to scold me. Service is really service only. He's controller of all. Because Krishna has sanctioned. If the son is doing some mischievous thing to someone else and they come and claim the father and father is chastising the son has to be happy, isn't it? So we have to be happy, we should be satisfied. My father is going against my will. My father is going against my will. I should be satisfied. This is the behavior of Haridas Thakura, who was beaten in 22 marketplaces. He never protested, isn't it? He accepted, isn't it? And moreover, what happened? Those people, they were begging at the end of the day. If you don't die, we have to die. The king is going to kill us. At least for our sake you die. You see, what is the thing of the power of a devotee? Christ was crucified. Isn't it? Is it that much easy task? Putting nail in the palms and fixing to cross. This is inhuman, isn't it? But he tolerated. And what he told?
Forgive.
My dear Lord, these people, they do not know what they are doing. Please forgive them. What is such a great devotee Christ is. Can we say like that one? You forgive them? You kill them. You do something. I have to see. I want to enjoy. This fellow doing to me like this? Can we claim ourselves devotees? So this much change should be there in our hearts. Then only we can become pure devotees. That's called the forgiveness. Forgiveness is the best characteristic of a Vaishnava. Isn't it? We should be always satisfied. That's why a pure devotee in any circumstance is fully satisfied. They are fully satisfied. They don't
demand.
They don't, better answer, complain anything. They don't complain anything. Is it possible? We have to try. It is not that the hearing this hour and going out and doing like elephant did. Elephant took bath very nicely. After coming to the shore, shower the sand and put over body. Please understand. Then only it is called devotional service. Devotional service means?
No complaints.
Devotional service means?
No complaints.
Change in the heart. Please, don't become like tube. Nowadays, tube lights also have instantaneous awning. What is that called? Some choke. What is the choke? Electronic choke. Instantaneously. Previously, we used to say people like, so you are like tube light. Nowadays, we cannot even mention like that one. Tube lights, electronics is advancing, but we are not advancing. There should be, you are doing some devotional service means there should be some change in the heart. Then only you did devotional service. You are just like a stone-hearted person. We say no. Krishna, 20 years I am chanting your name, you are not at all looking at me. What? So you are deity, you are stone. Say no like that one. But in one sense, even the stones can also melt. Geet gaye patro ne. There's very famous, I don't know the film is there, right? Geet gaye patro ne. Stones, they sang the songs. Isn't it? But we people having the stone heart, we never transform our desires. please understand, when we have humility, then only we allow to transform our desires. Then only Krishna is happy. Krishna wants to see some change in our hearts. Isn't it? Otherwise, our habits not going to help us to get released from this jail-like material world. We always remain here only. We people do not know that we are living in jail. Everyone wants to enjoy even in this world without knowing the truth. Without knowing the truth, they want to stay forever here only. We are here means we have some desire. So Krishna wants to bring some change in that desire. Isn't it? So we have to be very, very, very much satisfied. And then self-controlled. Self-controlled means what? Self-control. Is that much difficult, self-control? Controlling yourselves? It's very difficult. Your senses, no? You cannot control. What is our habit? Why this word is mentioned, self-control? What is our habit? Our habit is something different to this one, no? Then only it is called self-control. What our habit is?
Cheating.
Better answer? Better? We want to control others. We don't want to control ourselves. This is a wonder. If you come to devotional service, Krishna consciousness, you have to understand so many things. We always want to control others, but we do not want to control ourselves. Isn't it? This is our nature. What we can infer from this one? The solution lies
within,
not outside. But we are thinking outside and we are controlling outside. We never thought the solution lies within me, so I have to control myself. We never think. Always, that's called attributing the charge to others. This is our mentality. This is called material understanding, material activity.
Ruling over others.
Lording over the material nature. We want to become Lord. Please, we have to change this and all. Then only we can become dear to Krishna. Don't find faults with anyone because Krishna sanctioned them to do some faulty things. Sreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharma swanishtitaha. Even if your duty is having some fault, better to do that one than doing others' work perfectly. This is the word. Can anyone teach us like this one? What you can do perfectly, you do that one. That only we are telling, no? No, my parents are telling their daughter. What they are not telling? Don't work. You work at home. Try to please your husband and children. Maintain your family. From maintaining family, we have made servants. We don't want to become servants. We want to become?
Masters.
Master only. Isn't it? Then how can we become dear to Krishna? Sreyan. Sreyan means that is only beneficial for us. Even we do something wrong, no problem. Do that one. Isn't it? This is called self-controlled. Don't try to control others. This is exactly between you and Krishna. Each one got connection to Krishna. So this is between Krishna and us. It is not with anybody else. My Guru Maharaj also told many, many times, there is no one in between Guru and Sishya. If someone is in between, means then you can see that one. The relationship between the disciple, that particular disciple and Guru, will not be bright, will not be satisfactory. Please understand. You may also become gurus. You cannot have anyone in between you and your follower. Don't take decision just by following the middleman. You speak to that particular person and understand the situation. No one in between guru and disciple. No one between Krishna and that particular person. So you have no job in finding faults with others. You understand the point? That's why we say that don't find faults with others. If you are empowered by Krishna, then you try to convince them, help them to come to the right path. If you don't have power, mercy of Krishna, you forget that one. Don't try to control his senses. We normally say, come to your senses, isn't it? Mind your sense. We don't want to mind our sense. We want to mind others to mind their senses. How many contradictions? Please understand these points. We have to change hereafter. Otherwise, we'll remain in this material world doing everything against Krishna's will. If your behavior is not satisfying Krishna, 5 o'clock class means everybody comes only 7 o'clock. How can we expect that Krishna will sever his mercy upon us? Normally, when we are beginners, even in schools they say that before coming the teacher, we all should be attended. We should be present there, isn't it? Otherwise, even Krishna is not happy. Isn't it? Particularly for this class, always only few those who are coming regularly, they only come, others and all, they are masters. That's the point. You have to understand yourself according to circumstance. Otherwise, better not to attend the class. Some excuse you can say, because of someone has come to my home, that's why I could not come. Isn't it? So my mechanic master in my B.Tech class, he normally says, that's the thing, his class is only the very first period. Sometimes it happens. Anyone who comes late, they will say, you are too early for
next class.
Next. So this is in all our behavior, virtuous qualities, how best we are placing through our actions, that we have to understand. This is called self-controlled. We do not want to control ourselves. We want to control others. This is our mentality normally. Is it correct or not? So control your senses. How it is possible to control our senses? How it is possible? The main point is?
Sadhana.
Our sadhana. Sadhana means I finished my 16 rounds, is not sadhana. How best you attentively heard the words. That only the quality of sadhana. Just for sake of doing, we are doing means no good. There should be some change in the heart. I did so many mistakes, I have to correct my mistakes. Correcting the mistakes and leading the life is better than covering up the mistakes and leading the life. Isn't it? So self-control. Each one must have the self-controlling power. Otherwise he cannot become dear to Krishna. Equal in all circumstances. Someone glorifies, we become elated. You see how best I am. Huh? Even I do not know I am this much best. He's glorifying. Normally, Vaishnavas never chastise anyone else. Please understand. Suppose a visitor comes, a Vaishnava comes. And if even if that one is not so nice, attractive, then also he will glorify. Oh, it's very, very nice. So good, so good. This is the Vaishnava's behavior, etiquette. They don't pinpoint, oh, this is not good. Why it is like this? Why it is like this? Why it is like this one? This is not our duty. Our duty is only when I have my duty only in this class, this one I can control. If I go to somebody else's class, I cannot say this is not good, this is not good. You know? That's not mine. You understand? I have no right. Because that's going on. Everyone has their own realizations. According to their realization, they work. And we cannot interfere in their work. You understand? I have the responsibility only for our group. I cannot go to somebody's group and I do something. That's not nice. So if I go somewhere else and I have to glorify, whether that is good or glorify, we can be able to glorify or not, also I should glorify. I cannot minimize them. Please understand this Vaishnava etiquette. And those people, they cannot think, oh, Parameshwar Das has come here, they glorify it, so nice. It's called the elation. Then what will happen? They will not advance. Please understand. If someone is glorifying you, don't become elated. You have to understand, he is pinpointing something, there is some mistake in me. So that's why he is glorifying you, I have to correct this one now. You understand? I have many, many times. Radhanath Maharaj, he visited our place, he told, oh, so nice, so Radhanath Maharaj glorified. They never understood what Radhanath Maharaj meant for that one. Isn't it? So please understand, any circumstance, somebody is glorifying you, you cannot think that, oh, I am so nice. No. We have to still, even if you are good, you have to advance yourself. Purify more, further. Isn't it? And then if someone chastises also, we cannot give up our hope. We have to accept it joyfully. It is actually Krishna is speaking through me for my purification. That is also out of compassion. Sometimes vice versa, the seniors, as though they don't have any responsibility over you, but still they have some responsibilities, being they are seniors. That's the point. We cannot lose our hope. We cannot turn against that one. But accept. If you have that quality is going to please Krishna and you are going to become dear to Krishna. That's why I also say sometimes, some people they say, I am correct. And your guru is telling you are wrong. Even if you are correct, you should accept that you are wrong. You understand? Sometimes the guru or leader say you are wrong. And you can prove yourself that you are not wrong. But still, because my guru, my leader told, I have to accept that I am wrong. Then only you are pleasing Krishna, otherwise not. That's why what is the saying you are telling? For this one, what the principle you are telling?
Don't show your intelligence.
Don't try to
prove innocent.
Prove yourself innocent. Please wait patiently till Krishna reveals the truth. Okay? You can also justify my activities or my speaking also. in my words there should not be any contradictory with any principle. You understand? Then only you can also justify your own activities. But gently, if you find some contradiction, you can come and tell me also. Okay? But I don't give chance for you. You understand? So this is self-controlling is very, 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 very important. Your self-control means you are very much dear to Krishna. In self-control, what is not there? In self-controlled person, what is better answer? Krishna using each one of us as his
instrument.
If I become self-controlled, what is not there within me?
Independence.
Better answer. Krishna has to use me as the main, chief instrument. So what should not be there? What is very dear to Krishna? You know, what Krishna normally does? How we can distinguish someone else than Krishna? What is that one? Even gopis also become envious of that one. Still? Flute is what? Made of? Bamboo has any value? But what is the greatness of the bamboo?
Endure the pain before converse, making it a...
What is the greatness of that? Still, sacrificing anything, Krishna, he makes holes in the bamboo stick. He takes and cuts, but it never protects, and makes holes in that one. Never protects. Anything. Can we be like that one? You understand the point now? So self-controlled means anything coming upon me, I'm tolerating. That's called self-controlling. If any danger comes, what the tortoise does? Brings all the limbs inside. Tolerating, You got the point now? So like that one, self-controlled means anything even Krishna does, we have to accept it. Then Krishna is pleased. Mirabai was given. She was given poison. She never rejected that one. Isn't it? Prahlada was also humiliated many, many ways. Many, many times he never protested. Isn't it? What's there in that Prahlad Maharaj? What is there in Prahlad Maharaj? That's why he could able to go through all this. Faith in Krishna, very correct. The faith in Krishna. Anyone has the faith is protected, is empowered. Samsayatma, Vinashati, what the meaning I explained in one of my classes? Nasati, Vinashati. What
complete, the difference? Complete destruction.
Vinashati, complete. Nasati means only one way. Those who are doubting Krishna, they are destroyed, condemned in all the ways. 360 degrees. Please understand. This and all only for human beings, not for animals and all. Please understand that also. Whether we are human beings or animals, If you feel yourself your animal, then no problem. Huh? You understand the point? So we have to be controlling ourselves for any circumstance. Vidya, Brahmana, Gavihastini, Sunichena, Svapaka. So our vision should be equal to all. We cannot think the body. When you if we think the body, then differences are all coming. If you think only the soul, soul means what we can think? Paramatma and Krishna. If you think the body, oh, he is very fair boy, fair girl, I can love him, I want to enjoy him, very beautiful thing. If it's the soul, the soul did so many good things, that's why he got so beautiful body. We will adore Krishna. We have to be equal in all circumstances. Please understand, these are all the virtuous qualities. And they never care for anything. Anything that happens, no problem. Even that tsunami comes, somebody is bombing, no problem. Isn't it? Who has no problem? What is the some principle we have mentioned? No problem. You all should get all these things in the fingertips. Beyond the clutches of
preaches,
death.
Preaches are beyond the clutches of
death. Then the preaches should be like that. We should not be afraid of anything. Anything comes upon must be accepted as
mercy of Krishna.
The mercy may be like a cruel death also, no problem. Cruel death, who faced cruel death? Who faced cruel death? Abhimanyu, what Parikshit Maharaj you are telling? Even for Parikshit Maharaj, the cruelty is there in Abhimanyu's killing. Abhimanyu's death, isn't it? But he was not at all afraid. He was not at all scared. That's the faith. And actually Krishna is sustaining all these problems. Sati Krishna. What is the saying of Krishna? What is that one? He is sustaining everything. Name Bhakta Pranashati. Please, that much faith we should develop. Name Bhakta Pranashati. That he is not telling, he is asking Arjuna to declare, my devotee will never perish. Why? Why Krishna wants Arjuna to tell?
He will fulfill the devotee's promise.
Then? Krishna can break his own promise to protect his devotees. But if devotees give some verse to someone, he never breaks. He breaks his own verse just for?
Devotees.
Just for his own devotees. Because the devotees will never perish. That's why you don't bother for his own words, the given words. So in this way we have to understand that without cares, a devotee will never care. Bhishma is asked, you be with Duryodhana, don't be with Pandavas. Bhishma never cared for that one. Krishna asked Pandavas, you had to go for exile. They never said, why you are asking me to send, ask me to go. Rama asked, not even by his father, the mother, stepmother, that too. And Rama never denied that one. Isn't it? We all should consider all these points. Anything Krishna wants us to do, we should do. But normally we do what we want. That is not pleasing Krishna. We never become dear to Krishna. If we do what Krishna wants, then we become dear to Krishna.
So that means we should do what we don't like. That means Krishna like, we do that.
You should do only what your guru is telling. Till you become Brahmabhuta. Then Krishna will guide within you. We need Guru to come to the platform of Brahmabhuta. On our own, it's impossible. On our own, it's impossible. Isn't it? That's why till we come to the level of Brahmabhuta. Brahmabhuta means at all, not at all disturbed by any circumstance. We accept anything that Krishna sanctions. That's Brahmabhuta. That's why we should become like bamboo. Krishna may cut us, Krishna may drill us, Krishna can do anything, Krishna can kiss us. Huh? The gopis, they are very much envious of flute. Huh? How fortunate you, bamboo. Huh? Krishna never kissed me. He never kisses me. Huh? He kisses only Radharani. Huh? All other they become envious. But you, 24 hours, Krishna is kissing you. What fortunate you are. How much you are fortunate. What is the secret? Then the bamboo tells, Krishna can do anything. He can cut me, he can drill me, he can do this. I never protest. I just like a dummy, lifeless. Life is for material enjoyment and life is for Krishna's enjoyment. Please note on this point also. Our life is for the enjoyment of myself or my life is for the enjoyment of Krishna. That's why Krishna never leaves. If Krishna does not have the flute, no one can call him as Krishna. Krishna, the flute and the plume, peak of plume, the feather. Why? Why the feather? The importance of the feather? The peacock? Peacock never do sexual activities. There is no sex for this one. Isn't it? That's the only one living being. That's why Krishna took. And see, the peacock also give the plumes on her own. On his own, that's not the sieve peacock, peak hen. Peacock only having the plumes and all, big one. He only dances and all. Isn't it? When the peacock dances, afterwards he sheds tears. He sheds tears that drops on the floor. Then the sea peak hen takes the drops, sips, it conceives. Pea hen conceives. That's where Krishna. So anyone who is free from sexual activities, they can become very dear to Krishna also. How to come to that stage? By doing your sadhana very, very nicely. We have to do our sadhana nicely. Then you will not have that even thought. You will become? Will become like? Will become like? Yamuna Acharya, please note down. This is not very, very. Whenever you are preaching others, you have to mention all these things. Yamuna Acharya, he enjoyed like he was king. King means how much he enjoys. Such a person become like that one is the exemplary. It's the exemplary. In that way, we have to understand that we should not care for anything that Krishna sanctions. Free from pains, we we cannot even claim that I have some pain. Abhimanyu never claimed. Why? Krishna took all those things. Adidas Thakur never complained. Krishna took. Why we are feeling pain? Krishna has not taken our pain. that is real thing. Why Krishna has not taken our pain?
We are not dear to Krishna.
We are not that much exalted, advanced. You understand? But for pastimes of Krishna, sometimes he gave pains to the spiritual masters. Why? Why? Through that one? Preach others. Krishna does not want to eat anything. He is not feeling hungry. But for my own purification, I have to offer Krishna. The devotees, the followers, should render service to the Guru. That's why Guru is given some pains. It's only for the followers to become pure. There is some service now. What are the two services for a person?
Vapu and Vani.
Vapu and Vani. Vani is permanent. Even the Guru disappears from this planet. His instructions are there. Bapu is as long as he is on this earth. That's very less. So all should have that chance to render service to the Bapu. You understand the point? Without taking the dust at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava and we rub on our body, we cannot become pure devotee. So many things linked. Don't get confused. Everything is clearly mentioned. If you have any questions, you can also ask me. But these are all very, very important points. We can see Jayaprathak Swami Maharaj. He never did any mistake, to my knowledge. He never took some money, he never be with any beautiful ladies, this, that and all. He won many people behind him to marry Jayaprathak Swami Maharaj. But he took some pungent things and all, he became something like, he was very nice, smart, he became some slim, like that one, old pictures and all. If you see, such a person today is never stopped preaching, isn't it? As though his physical body has so many things, but he never stopped preaching. Even if tells, if anything is the empty slot is there, I can go somewhere else and do something. You understand the point? So such things are the devotees. And only for the disciples, for their purification, he is put into that situation. Isn't it? Anyone who does service to such person, they will also become purified. The main point is rendering service to Krishna. Preaching is very, very important. Preaching, they are beyond the clutches of death. Isn't it? So in this way, we have to acquire all these good qualities. No pains, free from pains. You may have pain, but because of that pain, I am unable to attend your class, Prabhu. That's why I also told, even before taking the class, if anyone is not comfortable, is not comfortably sitting, they cannot have the attention, proper attention. So this is the duty of the host. who is conducting this, organizing this program, see that everyone is comfortably accepting this program. If you don't, the host is not taking care, means there is no point of conducting such programs also. So we should minimize these pains just by doing our good sadhana. But even Krishna gives us pains and problems, we cannot claim or cannot blame Krishna. Don't blame Krishna. 20 years I'm chanting, Krishna never looks at me. We never chanted. That is the point. And not striving for something. We do not want to put our efforts to get something. Even for name, fame, prestige. That's not pleasing Krishna. Don't put, Prabhupada tells, don't become like donkeys, working like donkeys early in the morning till late night, get the money. The donkey does like that one grass. Where's the grass? My master is so nice. He gives the bundle of grass. I get up early in the morning to serve my master till late night. My master is so good, so compassionate. For my hungry, he's giving the bundle of grass 3 times a day, not 1 time, 3 times a day. How nice my master is. How nice my master is. He's giving me salary more than 1 lakh. I have to work like more than donkey. Listen to all this one. In Saturday class, I'm going to take one more class. The people are like 4 animals. Can anyone tell the 4 animals?
Camel.
You're telling dog, donkey, camel,
cow, cow,
dog,
pig,
dog, pig is hog, dog, hog, camel, and the donkey. In Saturday class, we are going to see that one. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is representing one of these 4. Please understand. This is the change in the heart. I'm sorry. We are reading from Amala Purana. Bhagavatam is Amala Purana. No one can find faults with that one. In that one it is mentioned. Anyone who is not doing rendering service to Krishna, they are one of these 4. That detail, in detail we are going to see that one. Now I just told only for the donkey to some extent, that we are going to see that time. We cannot strive to get something. Why? We cannot do something, strive for something.
It is not sanctioned by Krishna.
You are beyond karma, Baba. You are self-controlled. You are completely satisfying Krishna. That situation, no? So what is the thing? Why you cannot strive for Krishna?
I don't deserve Krishna's love.
Still better answer. If I tell you, everybody will scratch your heads.
It's already ordained to us.
Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. You forget everything and just surrender to me. You just serve me. I am going to take care of you. It is not LIC is doing that one. They are using this phrase. Krishna is going to take care. Even if you Mirabai, even if you drink poison, you are not going to be killed. That's a guarantee of Krishna. Prahlada, even if you are thrown from the peak of the mountains, you will never die. I am going to take you and in my own hand. That's the faith story we told, no? The mountaineer. The mountain just slipped from the peak. He thought, oh my God, please help me. All of a sudden he got the rope. Oh God, you are so nice. He hold on and looked around. That's all. He's hanging in between there. So much things. It's very, very horrible. Now he started, God, please help me. The God replies, yes, I can help you. You have faith in me? Mm-hmm. Yes, God, I have faith in me. Then just leave the rope. How can I leave the rope? Isn't it? He doesn't know that if he leaves the rope, Krishna is going to hold him. He doesn't have that faith. We should have the faith, complete faith in Krishna. Because Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharachara. Anything and everything is going on my direction. Why you bother? Even if you fall down, you are not going to touch the floor or anything there. Because I'm going to control. I'm the controller of all controllers. We don't have faith. Don't try this one, please. We have not elevated to that extent. Somebody told, I will say, Krishna, Krishna, if the train comes, I will lay on the tracks. Krishna will protect me, you know. You are not Mirabai or you are not Prahlada. In Anamacharya, he tells like that Anamacharya was beaten like anything. Then that servant is telling, hey, you are thinking that you are Mirabai or you are Prahlada. Why don't you sing about the king? Something. You are good. He said, no, I don't. Then prove yourself. Then Narasimha coming and flames on the day, completely got burnt. That's the proof. The purity. The purity comes along with your faith in Krishna. How much faith we are developing, that much pure we are becoming. So please, at least have the faith, even if you have not come to that extent. We are not advanced to that extent. But faith is very, very important. Without the faith, we cannot do anything. And renouncing auspices and inauspices. This is the last point I noted down. Renouncing auspices, inauspices. Auspices and inauspices. That is coming where? That is coming where? This is auspices, this is not. You cannot do this one. Hey, this is better, you do this one. We all say.
Material.
That means influenced by the Maya three modes. But if you completely come to Krishna consciousness, there is no auspices, no inauspices. Prabhupada constructed so many temples, but they are not according to, Vastu. Prabhupada never applied Vastu in that one. But all are flourishing very nicely. But if you, even after matching horoscopes and getting married, many, many, many have so many problems. Isn't it? And we think, I love you, you love me, we are better lovers. And the next day, divorcing. There is no love, there is no karma kanda. Everything is failure. Isn't it? If you just depend on Krishna, everything is successful. There is something absent in Krishna consciousness. What is that one?
Suffering.
There is something. Something is not there in Krishna consciousness. The whole world is. The whole world is
suffering.
The whole world is full of cheaters and cheaters. In Krishna consciousness there is no
cheating.
Krishna never cheats. Even your wife may cheat, your husband may cheat, your mother-in-law may cheat, your mother also can cheat. But Krishna never cheats. Krishna conscious person never cheats. You should develop that faith. These and all the qualities we should acquire according to the circumstance. You got the point? Don't claim yourself as devotees. We should acquire all this and should behave also. The behavior should please Krishna. Then we will become dear to Krishna. After serving like dear to Krishna, we will become confidential servant. Then Krishna will reveal his heart to us. Isn't it? For this and all, you have to put all these things in practice along with perfect sadhana. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. If anyone has any doubt or clarification required, please. Bapu and Vani. Vani means instructions given. Vatal we are telling. I am telling you, don't find faults with anyone. Don't create enmity with anyone. Isn't it? Don't be in part of anyone in a dispute. Don't be the cause for the distress of anyone. Try to act to please Krishna. Give all your results of activities to Krishna. These are all the instructions. Do your sadhana perfectly. Hear your words attentively while chanting. Pronounce properly while chanting. These are all the instructions. This one, whether I am available on this planet or not, it is forever. But if something service you are rendering to me, if I want some water, for my class, I need a class room like this one, very nice, beautiful room. Isn't it? This much comforts, even if I sit on the, under your tree and I call all the people, many are not going to turn, isn't it? This and all, Bapu, that is doing service to the body of the Guru.
Physical service.
This is only temporary, as long as the Guru Ali. But the Vani, that is forever. Prabhupada tells, I am living forever in my books. If you want to please me, please distribute my books. Now these two words are very clear to you, no? Yes. Anything else or anyone?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Prabhu, Krishna tells that means I will take care of you.
Yes.
But at the same time, there is one sloka. Sharira itra pichatena. Prasidhyad. Akarmana. That means we have to do something for our livelihood in order to sustain. Means this
contradictory?
Somewhat contradictory.
First point what?
Yogakshema Mahamaya.
No. You told two things. The second one is the verse. The first one what you tell? What did you tell?
Sharira itra
pichatena.
That is
the
second one.
What he told?
First
what
one?
Sloga. What is the question? What Prabhu told?
Yogakshema Mahamaya.
So what? Just tell the translation.
Means Krishna will take care of everything.
Why? What is the condition? On what condition he told? On what condition he told that I will take care of you?
Surrender.
You give up everything and serve me only. What is there? Serving me. Isn't it? You have to serve. You are not the material body. You are spiritual soul. The spiritual soul is not at all inact. It is always active. You understand? Inactive and active. You understand the point? What the active means?
means it will be, it has three.
It always does something, it works something, it does something. It cannot be inact. You understand? You have to do something. Without your knowledge, even a mad person who doesn't have any sense of humor, he will also do something. Isn't it? He may be throwing stones at you also. Everyone invariably, they are acting. Isn't it? From normal people, they have come here to enjoy their life, to maintain their life. At least maintain or enjoy, you have to work. Isn't it? Well, Krishna is telling you had any work. You are not inert, you are active. So you act for me, not for yourself. Arjuna, being Kshatriya, you fight for me, not for you. You understand? If I say you need not act for anything because Krishna is going to take care, you become Krishna conscious. You are going to sit idly in one place. What you are going to do that one? Your mind? Ideal mind is?
Devil's workshop.
Devil's workshop. Then can you render service to Krishna? You understand? Everyone, invariably they are working. You work for me. Give your results for me. I will take care of you. If you work for yourself, you take the fruits of your act yourself, you never be happy. Understand? If give me, you are happy. Because I am your seed-giving father. You understand? The relation is there. That's why. On your own, it is not possible. The doubt is clear now? So anyone, any question? No one ask any question? Everyone feeling hungry? Achha. Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you.